Blood zigzags out in all eight directions. Acoustic aromas flood the air. Night begins to turn and rain finds its way down from the threadbare sky. In the middle of the room stands a thought: what had caused this tragedy? The body of a man was blundered to a putty. The body of an aristocrat, the body of a lecher. He sure would taste like leather. Out the window, children run wild in sporadic gray motion. Out of all people, you had to be the one to discover the body. You want to scream, but you can't, and you know that if you do, there'll be repercussions. The terror feels like daylight beneath your skin in the neon of night. Who could have done this? The thought repeats its presence in the white velvet-coated study as the blood crusts slowly to a mediocre brown stain across the parquet floor. Dmitri ran into Katia's mother, Dolores, on the way to the prison. She was silk, saying, "I thought I meant birth like the apparition of summer approaching the south. But how wrong I was to give the gift of life to such a cruel woman." There she stands with her moon-shaven eyes against the delicately placed watermelons on the table of the street vendor selling. "Frude, are you going to buy anything? I'm about ready to pack up," the street vendor said, interrupting the intense conversation we were having. Dolor's son was originally sent to die in some unimportant war, while her daughter amounted the social ladder to become a laborer with cunning ambition. She was responsible for more executions than holidays in the Hebrew year. Face down, you fall onto the bed into a straitjacket sleep. Your eyes gently pressing to the sheets reveal all sorts of hypnagogic decompressions, decompressing into memories that you're not sure you can trust. He was dimensionless while motherfucking to microtonal music. The only music that made sense him during sex was Golden Age cantorial music, not having anything to do with identity. He was not Jewish.